Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
And you know how when you come into your workspace, you want everything to be the way you left it the day before?
Was it?
Not clean.
Impossible to do that when you work with black people. Black people just got to touch everything that don't belong to them, and I don't know why.
What's been moved?
Everything. Computers unplugged. It's just bad. It's bad. Coming in some mornings is just blunts and weed sitting by your workstation.
Yeah, you work with black people.
That's it.
Sometimes you look online, you see videos in the studio.
It bees like that.
Yes, we wasn't in there, but they got a whole video online of
it's
them
on
in
World
here.
Star.
It's on
like,
World
stop
Star, right.
DJ Self.
All right. Well, shout out to everybody that came out to Newark yesterday. Yesterday I went out to Newark. We did a backpack giveaway / barbecue. You know, and I realized I was old yesterday, right?
Oh, you just realized that yesterday?
I'm going to tell you why. Now, we did it. It was in the projects in Newark. Shout out to Diz. Shout out to everybody that came out.
It was a lot of fun.
Shout out to Top Pop. We supplied soda, foods, backpacks. And it was like a little 8-year-old kid with a basketball. I said, give me that basketball. He said, I'll play you for it.
All right.
Right? So I played this kid. And at first, I would let him score. You know, he was beating me 4-0, 5-0. I said, all right, now I got to really play. So I started cheating, like old man cheating way. You know, where you back the kid down and do a layup.
Yeah, that old school 1990s Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason. I'm from New York. I remember the Knicks and their glory days style
of
ball.
Exactly.
Okay.
All that kid bust my ass, beat me 10-2, 8 years old.
With nothing but jump shots.
Nothing but
Steph Curry. Steph Curry, shot boy.
Bong. He beat me 10-2. Little boy's name was Nas. So shout out to Lil Nas. Shout out to everybody that came out.
Know who his parents' favorite rapper was?
Lil Nas.
So shout out to everybody that came out to Newark. It was definitely good to do something nice for a city that always supports me. So
that's nice. I was actually there last weekend for the 24 Hours of Peace event in Newark.
Yeah.
So,
they need stuff like that. They need positive stuff out there in Newark. So
speaking of young boys, we got a young boy coming in here this morning.
Who's that?
Mr. Vince Staples.
And Vince Staples will be joining us. Of course, he's from the West Coast.
Yeah, he put his EP out last night called Prima Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Staples gets busy, man.
He does.
He gets really, really busy. One of my favorite records right now is Pimp Hand.
Yeah, 23 years old.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we'll kick it with him. But let's get into some front page news. What are we doing in front page news, Yee?
We'll talk about Ryan Lochte, and he has finally been charged by Brazilian authorities.
Brazil don't care about white privilege.
But doesn't matter because I'm not going back. I wouldn't go back.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, you gonna catch me. I ain't going back, man.
I'm with you, Ryan. You ain't got no reason. No. Brazil got some bad hoes, but you can fly, man.
All right, let's get the front page news. It's Friday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. I'm going to start off with some brief sports. I just want to tell y'all, Victor Cruz is back this weekend. It's still preseason, but Victor Cruz is back. Shout out to my New York Giants. Victor Cruz is back.
I don't give a damn about the Giants, but salute to Victor Cruz. Very good guy.
Now, let's talk about your quarterback. How's he doing? I heard he's injured. I heard he hurt his back. And
I don't know. I went to sleep. I don't bother myself with preseason affairs. I watch a little bit, but to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind Tony Romo being hurt because I want the Dak Prescott era to start right now.
Well, he's hurt. Right? He got hurt.
So God knew what he's doing, even though I don't believe God has anything to do with sports, but God knew what he's doing. Let Tony sit down for a while, let Dak get some more snaps. I wouldn't mind seeing Dak start the first game of the season.
Really?
Just because. Why not? Listen, we've sucked for 18 plus years.
I wanted you to say that. I'm so happy you said that.
I want to try something new. Inject some new blood into my Cowboys. I don't mind.
Well, he's injured. All right, well, let's talk about Olympic swimmer Lochte.
Well, Ryan Lochte has been charged by Brazilian authorities, and that is for falsely reporting a crime. Now, they want a letter to be sent to Lochte explaining the legal process related to these charges. He can send a lawyer. He doesn't need to appear in court. If he's convicted, he could face between 1 to 6 months in jail, or he could get no jail time and just have to pay a fine instead. Now, Lochte has already apologized for poor behavior. We told you about the incident at a Rio gas station. There was an altercation with he and three other swimmers. He said they were robbed at gunpoint, after the cab they were in was pulled over. But turns out that story doesn't exactly match what was in this, on the surveillance video. Authorities said there was no robbery. Security guards had drawn guns, stopped the swimmers from leaving after they vandalized the gas station. And the money they got from them was supposed to pay for items that were broken.
I don't feel sorry for him. He lied. There's absolutely no reason for a grown man to be lying unless he gets caught cheating on his wife. Other than that, tell the truth at all times.
Now, would you go back to Brazil?
Absolutely not.
Me neither.
They got some bad holes, but, you know, you can fly them in. And all these broadcasters saying that Ryan Lochte embellished, he misspoke. No, he lied.
He lied.
That wasn't a little white lie. It was a big, grown-ass white man lying. Okay.
Now, let's talk about this 10-year-old murder.
Ooh, this is a really sad and difficult story to listen to. So Victoria Martin's 10 years old. She was actually celebrating her 10th birthday, and she was found dead in her family's apartment. This was in Albuquerque. Her remains were dismembered, wrapped in a burning blanket.
You really don't have to tell us this story.
There's a criminal complaint filed against the girl's mother, against her boyfriend, and against her boyfriend's cousin. They are saying that young Victoria was injected with methamphetamine. She was sexually assaulted, strangled, and stabbed before she was dismembered. So now the mother, 35-year-old Michelle Martins, her 31-year-old boyfriend, Fabian Gonzalez, and his 31-year-old cousin, Jessica Kelly, face charges of child abuse resulting in death, kidnapping, and tampering with evidence. And Gonzalez and Kelly have also been charged with criminal sexual penetration of a minor. Now, Kelly has a criminal history dating back to 2003. That's the cousin. Court records show she acted as a lookout while a woman allegedly raped another inmate at a detention center. The criminal complaint is saying the mother told police that Gonzalez drugged the girl so he could calm her down and have sex with her. And then Kelly held her hand over Victoria's mouth and stabbed her in the stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus Christ. All right. It's Friday. I haven't even had my breakfast. No green tea in my system.
Such a sad story. Jeez.
Can I eat my egg whites first?
10 years old. It was her birthday. Jeez. They were having a party for her at school and everything.
All right. Okay. Set the parents on fire. Kill them all. Like, literally, set them on fire. Put kerosene on them and set them on fire.
Yeah, I agree.
Jesus Christ. Let them die slow. Yeah. I don't even want no breakfast right now.
I'm trying to think how we change gears. All right, that was front page news. That just pissed me off. Thanks, She.
Let me pull out my Joel Osteen, Your Best Life Begins Each Morning book.
Yes, give me some
sick,
read my positive affirmation
nasty
again this
people
morning.
In this world.
That's front page news. Give me something positive, Charlamagne. Read something else.
Let me see what Joel Osteen.
No, let's get some positive right fast.
Dwell on the positive.
I like that.
If you have Joel Osteen, Your Best Life Begins Each Morning, August 26th, today's affirmation is dwell on the positive.
All right, it's Friday, so that's positive.
God is always wanting to do something new in your life as well as to rid you of the old. We need to avoid dwelling on things that remind us of the pains of the past that evoke a negative, hurtful memory.
There you go.
Okay?
All right.
Yes.
It's Friday, so that's a positive thing.
Yes.
And tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051.
I'm not lying. Look.
If you need to get some things off your chest.
Dwell on the positive. See what
vent a little bit so you can dwell on the positive. Call us up right now and vent. Get things off your mind. Get things off your chest. It's Friday. Let's go through Friday. Let's start your Friday off great. So 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
This is C-Rag.
What's up, bro? Tell them why you mad.
I'm mad y'all didn't ask De La Soul about the Tupac beef yesterday.
I forgot, to be honest with you, I ain't know nothing about no De La Soul Tupac
kinda beef. Kind of forgot about it, man.
I ain't forget about it. I ain't know.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? Breakfast Club, Breakfast Club, Breakfast Club. This is Freddie, man, from Indianapolis, man.
Freddie, what's poppin', man? You mad?
Man, my brother went to the Kanye West concert down here, and he told me it was the best concert he went to in his life.
I heard it was really good. I heard he was flying through the air the whole time.
I heard that's dope.
Yeah, they had the little stage and everything. They even did a segment on the news about it, and oh my God, I missed it.
I mean, if there's one thing Kanye West can do, is put on a good show.
He absolutely
can. That's the
can.
St. Pablo tour.
Now, he's performing this weekend at the VMAs, and then he'll actually be in New York Labor Day weekend.
But we don't know what he's doing at the VMAs. MTV gave him 4 minutes to do whatever he wants.
Wait, so he might rant or he might perform?
He might do, yeah. You know, we don't know what he's going to do.
That's dope. When they just say, do what you want.
Hey, man, it's going to be must-see TV. Whatever it's going to do, it's going to cause it a trend on Twitter.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
This is Stephanie from Portsmouth.
Hey, Stephanie from the 757. Tell them why you're mad.
Man, my sister-in-law got surgery today. She's a white woman who's married to, like, my ultra-dark-skinned brother. And, like, she said some racist stuff in the past. She's gone so far as to say Squirrel Lives Matter on Facebook and whatnot. So I pretty much, like, stopped talking to her. But I feel like if I don't support her in this surgery that she got today, I'm going to be the jerk. I got to come up off of myself to support her and her racism.
Is the surgery life-threatening?
Kind of. She got surgery on, like, her colon or something?
Oh.
Oh, she surgery
she'd
in her butt.
All right.
Yeah, she'd be
all right.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
In the butt?
I mean, if she racist, why you don't have to support her?
You definitely don't have to.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, she got three half-black kids, and I love her kids. Like, they're not even my brother's kids, but I love them like they're my own. And it's like, I feel like what she's doing to them might be a little detrimental to them. Because, you know, they're half-black. They can't be walking around here like they white.
Maybe
what she be doing that's racist, though? Like,
yeah, but maybe she's not racist. Maybe she just hates your brother.
Like, what did she say?
She said Squirrel Lives Matter.
Squirrel Lives Matter? And then what was it? She's, like, on me all the time talking about protesting is stupid because I participated in the 757 Unity protest.
Uh-huh.
And I took many a picture. And she's like, well, was it? She was saying the stupid protesters never done anything. Oh, was it police only shoot people who do And I'm just like, for real.
I'm going to be honest with you. You're being a race reacher right now. You're reaching for racism. Because saying Squirrel Lives Matter has nothing to do with people.
Hello, who's this?
This is Chris Newman.
What's up, bro? Turn your radio down and tell us why you're mad.
Yeah, I'm disturbed this morning, man. I just got a real serious issue I need to speak with y'all about.
What's up?
What's up? There was a young woman that got shot killed in my hometown of Port Arthur, home of UDK, home of Steven Jackson.
One time for Port Arthur, Texas.
Yeah, she was shot down by an off-duty security guard. Her boyfriend went to the store, he stole a pack of beer. They were trying to leave the store. She was in the car asleep. And the off-duty security guard, he pulled his gun out, seen him leaving the store, shot the car 11 times.
Damn.
He killed the girl. Killed her while she was sleeping. And no arrest has been made, no indictment. You know, they're holding court in the streets, basically. Nothing has been done about it. I mean, it's made the news, but it ain't made the national news. Mm. Like, they're not going to move forward with the agenda. And I just, you know, it's disturbing to me. I hate, you know, to call in with such a depressing story on the Friday, but... You know, a lot of people in our area feel like, you know, it really needs to get out there. It really needs, you know, national attention to be brought to the situation.
What's the girl name?
Shalala Fletcher. S-H-A-L-A-L-A Fletcher.
Slipson or Simpson?
Fletcher.
Shalanda Fletcher.
All right, thank you, bro, for giving us an update.
Rest in peace to Shalanda Fletcher.
What's going on.
Google that story, kids.
Hello, who's this?
What
up? Why you mad?
I'm mad because of what the beautiful Angela Yee reported this morning, man.
Didn't that just piss you off, man?
So you're not mad at the people that committed the crime?
I'm mad at the whole situation. At first, I was mad Comcast cut my cable off last night. But then
you're not mad that you didn't pay your bill?
Man, no, I got a thing with her where I tell them I'm going to pay it on the 15th of the next month.
I got a thing with them.
But still, though, Angela Yee, that's some bad news right there, man.
Well, you got to know what's going on in the world.
I appreciate it so much. You, Charlamagne the God, I keep up with everything you do. Also, DJ Envy, hey, you one of the most people I look up to, bro. Keep stunting on Instagram. I'm going to catch up to you one day.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
See, I don't like when Negroes say I'm going to catch up with you one day, because that means they're either going to try to be like you or they're going to rob you.
One or two. He's inspired to be like you.
He's inspired to be successful.
I would hope that's what it is.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, RiRi, Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
And don't forget, later on, we got a special guest joining us, Vince Staples.
My man, Vince Staples, the young guy, dropped Prima Donna yesterday. Vince Staples getting busy.
He's nice.
Very underrated
Up-and-coming artist. Dope. From the West Coast. He gets busy.
I don't even know I would call him up and coming. It's like his third project.
But he's young.
He's young, absolutely.
Young artist.
Absolutely.
Also, and again, let me shout out to everybody in Newark that's been hitting me. I really had a great time in Newark. We did a backpack drive. We gave backpacks. We gave food. We gave juice and soda beverages for the kids. We played ball, basketball with the kids. We just hung out with the kids yesterday in Newark. Shout out to my brother Diz for putting it together. I want to see what projects it was so I can tell.
Pennington Court, was it?
Yeah, Pennington Court. It was just a good time, man. The kids bust my ass in basketball. It was just a dope time to be out there, and the kids got to see something positive for a little bit, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
So that was nice. But anyway, yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we do. We are going to talk about a superstar radio personality who now hosts a daytime talk show. And it looks like there's some more issues going on with her personal life / manager. Also, Ryan Lochte, what is he doing next to try to rehab his image? Can this possibly work? We'll see what you think.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
So according to Love B. Scott, it looks like Wendy Williams and Kevin Hunter are having so many issues, and it's hard because it's intertwined with at home and at work. Now, executives on Wendy's show want her husband / manager fired. They're saying that he makes all the decisions. He's more and more controlling as the show has become successful. As we know, it's been renewed through 2020. He insists that all the questions on the show have to be run by him. All the guests have to be run by him. And things are so intense that producers have been warned that all the scripts even have to go to him before Wendy can even read them. Okay, nobody understands why Wendy does not just tell him to F off, according to an inside source.
That's her husband, that's why.
He's making everyone's lives miserable. It's causing problems on an otherwise great show. Now, allegedly, according to Love B. Scott, they're also having some issues at home. So we'll see what ends up happening. It is kind of the time of the year, it feels like, that everybody's having issues. J-Lo and Casper Smart just broke up. Can't do it, Mary J. Blige. They were. We heard the 911 call from Vincent Tamar's fight and everything. So hopefully, we'll see. They've been together a while.
Well, God bless them all. Since I wish 97. Them all the best. If I was those guys, I'm sticking to their ankles like home arrest bracelets, baby.
Yeah, they've been together a long time.
Casper and J-Lo, you're not leaving me. I'm Kev, you're not leaving me. If you're Wendy, if I'm, who's the other guy?
Kendu.
Oh, you're not leaving me. No. I ain't going nowhere.
No way.
Okay, remember that whole life thing?
Yes.
Life partners, that's what we are. Sorry.
Absolutely.
See a common thread among these relationships that we just named, though, with the woman being the one that's in the forefront. More so. Mm-hmm. All right, Nate Parker, Birth of a Nation. What does Cheryl Boone Isaacs, who is the president of the Motion Picture Academy, a.k.a. the Oscars, have to say about people going to see that movie? Well, TMZ spotted her, and here is what she had to say in response to all the controversy because of these alleged rape charges from when he was at Penn State.
With the issue of the movie, the important thing is for people to see it and enjoy the film, be impressed by the film.
Are you worried that it could be impacted in a negative way because of this?
No, yeah. You're making a guess about the possibility. Yeah. What needs to happen, and this is what my belief is, that people need to see the movie and judge the movie.
I agree with her. I saw the movie. This movie has nothing to do with Nate Parker and everything to do with Nat Turner. It's a black liberation story, but everybody has the power of choice. If you choose not to support the movie, that's your choice. Personally, I'm going to see it again, and I love that Nate Parker got it done, and I'm glad that the head of the Oscars said that, because nothing would make me feel better than to see the story of Nat Turner win an Oscar. Lord have mercy.
Well, we told you yesterday about the American Film Institute. There was supposed to be a screening of the movie today. They have canceled it, but they are saying it's postponed. They're reviewing certain things, so we'll see what ends up happening.
I hate people like that. I hate people that sit back and wait to see what happens. Why don't you stand on something?
Just do something, right?
Yeah, stand on your own opinion. What do you feel? Wait and see what the popular opinion is.
Right. Ryan Lochte is supposedly, allegedly going to be joining Dancing with the Stars. According to Us Weekly, they're saying that he has signed on for the new season. We told you Amber Rose is already on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because he feels like it will help his image. It'll be great for him.
I think it'll be good.
He's going to be the good guy who made a mistake. He's still an Olympic champion. He's going to be great on the show. So they have not announced the rest of the cast of celebrities that will be on there, but we'll see. Because he's lost his sponsors. I told you, he lost Speedo. He lost Ralph Lauren. He lost the laser hair removal.
But he gained Dancing with the Stars.
And he gained another one. I think he gained one endorsement yesterday. They were saying.
The lie detector test.
See how quick they are to embrace a liar? They'll support their liars and cheat.
Well, he said he just exaggerated.
He lied. Okay? He lied.
Some parts of the story were true.
What part?
They had to give up money, but he didn't say it's because they vandalized the bathroom.
He lied.
He said they drew guns on him.
Hey, but you know what? Like I said,
they did have guns.
It's just a matter of choice when you choose to support somebody. Just like I choose to support Nate Parker, some people choose to support Ryan Lochte.
Well, I appreciate a fantastical story, okay? And that is your rumor reports.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Shee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. Or we got Vince when we come back. on Front Page News when we come back. Keep it locked. What are we talking about in Front Page News, Yee?
No, you guys didn't like this story earlier, so...
Yeah, you can ixnay that 10-year-old girl.
No, but it's actually a really big story because it's very gruesome, very disgusting. And the people who did this, we have to make sure that justice is served.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they should get burned at the stake.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll explain it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. My goodness. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. And it's Friday!
I wanted to scream just now, but I got gas. And they, you know, I don't fart in my clothes. So if I'd have screamed a little too loud,
Well, thank you for the room. Appreciate it. But let's get in some front page news. Quick sports. Shout out to Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz is back this weekend. He's playing against the Jets. Shout out to Victor Cruz. He's back in business. Give him a round of applause, man.
Yeah, salute to Victor Cruz. I don't give a damn about the New York Giants, but Victor Cruz is a good dude.
Yes, he is. So he's back this weekend. Hopefully, he looks pretty good out there. I've seen some pre-training, so hopefully we good money. Now, also, your quarterback, looks like he took a hit yesterday. He's a little injured.
That's fine. I don't mind Tony Romo being injured. And the reason I don't mind Tony Romo being injured because I think it's time for the Dak Prescott era to start right now. Okay?
Do you want him to be out already?
I do, but I wouldn't mind seeing Dak Prescott getting more snaps. I wouldn't mind even seeing him start the first game of the season. Just let me see. Let me see what he does in a real game at real speed, not preseason. I just want to see.
All right.
It looks very promising right now.
All right. Well, let's talk about Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte is now being charged by Brazilian authorities, and that is for falsely reporting a crime. Now, they are explaining the legal process to Ryan Lochte. He doesn't actually have to go. He can send a lawyer and not appear in court. He also could face between 1 to 6 months in jail if he's convicted, but the judge could also just give him a fine instead. He has already apologized for poor behavior. Now, authorities have said there was no robbery in that gas station, but security guards did draw guns and did stop the swimmers from leaving after they vandalized that gas station. That money was to pay for the items that were broken, according to authorities.
Good.
They urinated behind the building.
Hey, Ryan Lochte, F your entitlement, F your privilege. He lied. There's absolutely no reason for a grown man to be lying. You know, he should be telling the truth at all times. Everybody's saying he embellished and he misspoke. No, he lied. And it wasn't a little white lie. It was a big grown man white lie. So, yes.
That's like the people I know would be like, I seen everything.
Yeah, but he's not going back to Brazil. I wouldn't go back to Brazil.
Mm-mm. Don't get me wrong. There's some bad women in Brazil. Some bad hoes in Brazil.
They weren't going to jail.
Women. I'm not going back.
All right, now let's talk about this 10-year-old murder, man. This is just horrible. I'm going to turn my headphones down.
Victoria Martin's only 10 years old. She was actually celebrating her 10th birthday, and she was found dead in her family's apartment in Albuquerque. Apparently, charges now have been filed against the girl's mother, against the girl's mother's boyfriend, and the cousin of the boyfriend. They say that Victoria was injected with methamphetamine. She was sexually assaulted, strangled, and stabbed before she was dismembered. Now, The mother's boyfriend, and the boyfriend's cousin are all facing charges of child abuse resulting in death, kidnapping, and tampering with evidence. And two of them, Gonzalez and Kelly, which is the boyfriend and the cousin, have also been charged with criminal sexual penetration of a minor. Just so you know their names, the girl's mother is Michelle Martins. Her 31-year-old boyfriend is Fabian Gonzalez, and his 31-year-old cousin is Jessica Kelly. Okay?
Listen, man, that's why sometimes you got to have a little torture. Like, peel all the people who did that to that girl's toenails off, peel off their fingernails, and then set them on fire, but let the fire start at their genitals.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we got a new artist about to join us.
They're not really new. Young, but
young
not
artist.
New.
Young artist. Goes by the name of Vince Staples.
Vince Staples.
You know, he's from California.
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach.
Put out an EP yesterday called Prima Donna. Vince Staples gets busy.
All right, we're going to talk to him and keep it locked. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was DJ Khaled, Drake for Free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest. His album is out right now. Vince Staples.
The young god, Vince Staples.
What's up, bro?
My man, I feel like you done got quiet on us, man. I used to love to go to your Twitter and watch you just rambling and saying something profound.
I don't really got to tweet that much no more. You know, my shows is doing all right. You know, I'm working a little bit more. I got stuff to do, so.
Oh.
He's like,
people that tweet a lot don't have nothing to do.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
He's
saying
you could watch him on other platforms.
Yeah, I'd rather not. And you know, you tweet a lot and then the blog pick up your tweets and then they got something instead of paying you for it and, you know. You tweet about sports and then you could just get a show or something like that. We give a lot of stuff away for free, just as black people, like entertainers and things like that. So.
You used to get in a lot of trouble, too.
Nah, it ain't really trouble. Ain't nothing happened. Or, like, trouble is different. I know trouble, but it's just, you know, people being mad.
It's just going viral.
Yeah, whatever basically. That means. You know, it's corny. It's corny.
I remember everybody gave you flack about, say, you didn't like 90s rap or something.
I didn't
like
say
that.
I said the 90s wasn't the pinnacle of popularity hip hop music, and it wasn't. So,
I mean, listen, you're 23, so I understand. I get it.
I mean,
I never thought it was wrong when you said it.
Well, a lot of people don't like to read or look into things, and that kind of way the editor made it look funny, but the question was just, if hip hop was at its peak in the 90s, and that would be ignorant because
it's not true.
It's where it is now. You know, yeah. Drake sold out Madison Square Garden four nights in a row. You know, Kanye sold out Madison Square Garden for a fashion show. So at a height now, and that kind of came with Eminem, you know, kind of defeating the pop stars, whatever you want to call it, and 50 Cent and things like that. So that was a question. But, you know, a lot of times when people aren't involved in a certain thing, they get offended as if their contribution don't matter. But that's not what I was saying. They asked me if it was the most popping in the 90s. It wasn't. So.
But you're from Long Beach, so you had to grow up on the 90s. Not grow up on it, but you had to be familiar with the 90s Death Row.
Yeah, but nah, because my mama and my daddy ain't listen to that stuff. A lot of those dudes back then wasn't really, they was like pretending. They was like busters. And like my parents coming from like that kind of background and going to jail and then my whole family kind of being in that, as everybody's is at that point in time in that area, they kind of wasn't pushing that on their kids. And especially if it wasn't real, like, you know, if when it comes to Snoop and Suge and people like that, you saw them out and about, and they wasn't really on that. It was like trying to kind of help. I was 7 years old when the 90s was over, you know what I mean? So I wasn't thinking of it in that matter, but my parents ain't really put that on me.
So what got you into rapping? Because I read somewhere that you really don't love rapping like that.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. It's just, it's not a dream I had when I was younger. So, and I don't think that's a negative. I look at it like it's a job. So I try to keep like my professionalism up and like be on time and, you know, kind of handle my job. I don't cancel shows. I don't get like an attitude of them because I know it's not something that I deserve to be doing as if anybody, because you get paid to just, you know, talk.
Are you emotionally connected or is it just, I'm just good, so I'm doing it?
I mean, I'm mostly connected because, you know, it's taking care of my family. Mm-hmm. So that, and, you know, it's black people and black culture and black music. But when I was a kid, it wasn't like a dream of mine. So I don't got the dreams. So I want to win a Grammy or I want to sell out this specific venue. I want to have this many records sold or things like that. So I'm able to be kind of honest with myself about where I'm at and where I'm going, and that could just help me maneuver a little bit better.
So what was your dream?
Kid, I wanted to play like basketball or something, and I stopped growing, so that ain't worked out. And, when I was really young, I really just wanted to go to college. Right. Like when I was a kid, that's all I really wanted to do was go to college.
Because the different world? Well, damn, that's before your time.
Different world was for sure on reruns when I was a kid. I mean, you broke, and you see, like, you watch movies, and like, no, not in a disrespectful way, but you see movies like white people, and they doing all right. They always end up going to college, like Cosby Show back then, and everybody wearing the collar sweaters and things like that, and they had a house, everybody had their own room, they had cars and things that I had when I was a kid. So just me putting two and two together was like, oh, I gotta go to college, because my daddy was doing like his little drug dealing thing for a little bit, but he ended up doing drugs, so that was never out to me, you know what I mean? I was like, he's gonna end up a dope head, so it wasn't like, to me, I never looked at that type of stuff as it was gonna get me in a better situation. I felt like going to school would have put me in a better situation, but I couldn't really stay out of trouble when I got to high school.
Like, I watched your interviews, I watched your videos. You don't ever seem happy. You just
seem like you don't care for the industry too much.
Nah, I mean, I don't even know what the industry is. You know what I mean? I make my songs, I do my shows, I do my job, I do my commitments to, like, the record labels and things like that, because it's all a process. I don't dabble in that stuff. I don't go to clubs and party. I don't be trying to get my face in, because that ain't my job. That ain't going to get you no check. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
You ever been in the office and a white man pull out his penis and say, you really want to be a star? What?
Nah, but they be giving you that look sometimes. When you be in there.
That's the industry.
Yeah, that really happens to you?
You don't be seeing how they, you don't, some of these people be looking at you crazy and they give you the, how you doing, buddy? Like, don't call me buddy, my nigga. Like, I'm not your slave. Like, it get weird. It get weird. You be so, but it's just on some, like, they don't really know how to talk to you, and then they might hear your music and think you a certain kind of way and just thinking everybody the same, and you got to pep everybody up, because some artists do like that. They want to feel like they're the hottest, biggest, you know, thing
they
in the world.
They fist bump you and everything.
Yeah, and then give you the handshake, hey, with buddy, the hug, but they hold, they waiting for you,
you gotta
to
be
come in
sad.
With the hug.
70-80% of your show is white.
Yeah, definitely, but I'm from, we got white people where I come from. It's different. Well, our white people ain't like that.
White people are not a monolith, Envy.
All right, sorry.
You, like, you know, all black people say, all white people say, you know what I'm saying? We got, like, you know, Sublime and them, we got Grammy white boys where I come from. So it was just different. It ain't really a business type place. I live in a port city. Like, we got construction workers and, like, oil refinery workers and like, smokers, and we don't really got businessmen type people.
Guys.
Yeah, we don't got them. Like, we got the Grimy white boys. Oh, yeah.
Now, how'd you become a Crip? Did you get jumped in or sign up online?
That's fire. Hey, I'm f***ing with that. Because it'd be a gang of niggas that's not from nowhere. That'd be Crips and Bloods from no gang. Nah, I got put on.
Okay.
Yeah, I got put on when I was
kid. So you had to get jumped in, they still do that?
Yeah, I mean, basically. It depends. If you're from a bigger hood, probably not. Like, if you, like, got a project or something like that, because it's just a gang of them. But, yeah, I had to get put on.
Does anybody tell you, like, no, Vince, don't do this?
Everybody tell you no.
Okay.
Whenever you get put on, everybody tell you no. Even the people that want to put you on tell you no. Your family tell you no, people ain't tell you no, but it's too late. You know, you've been around. It ain't like you just walk up one day like, hey, I'm trying to be from the hood. You know, already had some type of situation. And if you live over there, then you live over there. You know what I mean? It's, homie, I got people that's not from the hood that they consider to be from the hood just because they be around. You know what I mean? So, but I was never, like, really scared or nothing. I kind of like what Envy was saying. I was on some kind of just, like, self. I feel like that's a way to inflict self-harm. Mm-hmm. You're not really that happy with yourself, your situation. And that was my way to do it. Because it's like, if you don't care about yourself, and it's mostly black and, you know, Mexican people, to me, we all kind of the same. So if you look at them and you don't care about yourself and looking at somebody else, looking at the mirror, why would you not want to bring harm to that person? It's not hard to you because you don't care about yourself. If you was having a good day and, you know, felt positive about yourself, you're not going to have time or even had a thought to be like, oh, I'm going to go shoot this nigga because you live around the corner. It don't make no sense.
All right.
If you really start doing it, it's because you're not happy with your life.
Wow.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Vince Staples. We'll find out why he said F Versace, all right? So don't go anywhere. That was Rihanna with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Vince Staples. He's from Long Beach, California. Charlamagne?
Now, I once heard you say that growing up in Long Beach made you understand the power you had in fear.
I mean, I'm from a neighborhood, like, if somebody afraid of you, you can make them do whatever you want to do. Because it's like with rap. You ain't never gonna see the rapper, who is most of them. You never gonna see the rapper like, yeah, I'm taking it day by day. I'm doing my shows. I'm trying to get my money right because, you know, it ain't that much money in it.
Yeah.
I'm making it work. Everybody got $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, everybody walking around with the same band of cash that they done had for the past 2 months because they ain't paying nobody on their tour and they not paying no tax revenue off. They didn't end up in jail. But it's to keep up with the image because if you come out and be like, oh, yeah, I ain't really got that much money. I'm making it work. I played a show last night, and it was half empty, but I played one last week, and it was full. But I might have one next week with four people in it. Like, just the real pitfalls and ups and downs of music. Clown you. Comments going to be crazy. You bum, broke, blah, blah, blah. Right. You not popping. You can't do that. But it's the fear in not wanting to be made fun of, not wanting to be less than. So we go give Versace or Gucci or now disrespect them, we go get them our money. We go buy the car from them. We go rent the house over here with a gang of money where the affluent, most likely white people live, instead of, you know, reinvesting our own community or buying a house in our own community, because it's a fear that, oh, they're gonna hate on me because I'm doing better than them, so they're gonna rob my house, so I gotta go live by the white people, so it's safe, because you scared. If I got on FUBU or something like that, you put on Rockaway, they're gonna clown you. You know, you scared to make the kind of music you want to make because you think you might not get, you know, radio play, you might not get more people at the shows, you might not be as popping on Instagram or Twitters. That's how they control us, is by making us scared to be who we want to be.
That's what lifts me up about, because you mentioned the F Versace in the song, and you talk about a lot of that, what you're saying in that song.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, when I was younger, I really ain't care about myself or nothing when I was a kid, so I ain't really had no fear. I was like, what you gonna do, kill me? Like, I'm gonna die anyway. It's hard enough as it is, you know what I mean? I wasn't really scared of things like that, so I was able to be myself, because I was scared of my mama. Like, other than that, I wasn't really scared of nothing else.
Does being on Def Jam mean anything anymore?
To you, he should be to him.
That's
the type of artist he is, yeah.
To me, Def Jam means something because they helped take my mama, you know, out the set. If they didn't do that, I might have a different approach, but it's somebody who gave me a record deal. You know, Joey I.E. and No ID gave me a record deal, and I did not deserve it. They shouldn't have gave me no money. They shouldn't have gave me a good deal because my music wasn't there yet. I think it was trash, but
they saw the potential.
But it ain't even that. What happened is, my manager went to them and was like, hey, I done know you for a long time. I got to get this kid out of trouble because he going to be someone. They just trust me. And they said, okay.
Damn, so you here because of a favor?
That's what happened.
Damn, Vince.
I mean, I tell the truth.
They seen something in you. They just didn't give you no free money.
He's
trying to act like it
wasn't
nothing.
Vince make it seem like, I don't know. Corey caught a body for Joey back in the day.
Damn, they seen something in you.
I feel that, but it's like, in my opinion, I don't feel like I deserve, because I don't have no bad deal. Like, 360, I don't got no crazy situation with my masters or nothing like that. They could have said, oh, yeah, we'll give him a test or teaser deal. Like, yeah, if you pop, we take everything. If not, then we ain't really losing them. I got like a developmental contract like they used to get, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I feel like that was the favor. Probably not signing me based on, like, they probably saw something in that, but the way in which they did it was, like, very respectable. So I always thanked them for that. But so I really got no problem with that. As far as, like, the nostalgia and the history behind it, yeah, I understand it, but Like, it wasn't nobody from Long Beach on Def Jam but Warren G.
Warren G.
G. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, besides that, it's like, from where you coming from, probably like it. Interscope or Aftermath or something that would have made more sense. I get what you're saying, but it's all universal.
No, well, just, no not even just a label, period.
All major label.
Yeah, I look at dudes like Tyler and Chance and all that.
Although,
like,
I mean, Tyler's signed a Sony, though.
Okay.
But it don't mean as much as it used to, you know? So I feel like the correct use of a major label could be something special. Because I feel like if the major label structure themselves as like a marketing company or just in a sense of like ad agency or someone who can take your ideas and help you develop them, because they too big and they got too much money to really know what they need to do specifically for every single artist. So if it was more of a tool and they just like utilize them and listen a little bit more, because they could do what Apple is doing for Chance, because Chance is doing that by himself, but Apple gave him the push and the platform for people to see what he was doing. He got an Olympic commercial, a song of the Olympics and commercial during the finals and things like
that. Play.
Yeah, and it's like, and he deserved it because he is who he is, and he always been that person, a great person with a vision, but at the same time, it took a company that's not a label to see that. But I feel like labels are capable of doing that.
One thing it seems like you do enjoy is doing these reviews.
Hell nah, I hate doing it. Well, I appreciate it.
It seems like you enjoy it because it's funny.
I appreciate it, but you don't understand how we be in that room for 45 minutes, not to be rude, but trying to get me to be rude.
Yeah.
I ain't really like that, so it's like, and we just all sitting there. I'm like, you know, it's like you said, how they be looking at you like, oh, do a funny Negro. And it's like,
so what makes you do it then?
Because I did one, and it was funny because I was having a good day.
Okay, and then now they expect.
Yeah, it's crazy. I ain't got it all day. You got me looking at stuff I don't really know nothing about. Like, I ain't never watched the Olympics in my life.
The Olympic thing was funny, though. That was fun. I seen that.
Yeah, and then the blog was like, oh, Vince Staples said that. What's the girl name that
Simone
was?
Simone Biles.
Vince Staples said Simone Biles is me. And I said, she look like she not playing. Like, she's supposed to look all pleasant and nice. Yeah. They had war over there. They fighting for America, cuz. Like, what is y'all talking about?
Yeah.
But you know how the blogs be.
You still think everybody's fake? Everything and everybody?
Nah, I just feel like we pretending because they be scared, you know?
Right.
Don't nobody really say what they want to say all the time. It's a lot of people. And I know I don't do it all the time because I be feeling, sometimes I just shut up. I ain't going to lie, but I'm just going to not say nothing.
I'm trying to learn how to do that.
Kanye West came out and said, yeah, I'm got this much debt and I ain't got this and that. They was clowning because, like, he ain't Kanye West. Instead of being like, oh, I feel you, Kanye West, because I'm probably in debt too, my nigga.
But that's because of Kanye, though. That's because Kanye has been so arrogant over the years.
Yeah.
Certain people you can't wait to
and
fall
you can't
off.
Feel bad for.
I don't know if I ain't never really seen him be arrogant. I just felt like he was cared confident about what I was, what he was saying. He was like, can y'all please listen and pay attention to what I'm saying? Because I want to do something with it.
I don't think it's arrogance. I think we also look at Kanye like, does anybody feel bad for Kanye?
That's the thing. Online, it's a lot of miserable people, right?
Yeah,
and
no, for real.
They can't wait for somebody that's in a position of power to slip up and be doing bad because it makes them feel bad.
Yeah, especially when they look like, you know, us.
We don't celebrate success.
I think it's people that aren't successful that do that, though. I think that people that are successful can celebrate, like, other people's success.
That's true.
But I feel like we can redetermine what success might be for somebody. Like, when you in school and, like, your homie, like, get a C or a B, it's like, oh, you dumb. We used to clown on people for being stupid. You know, I was like, you got to be smart. You can't be dumb. But maybe that's the best he got in him. You feel me? Maybe he a F student. If he get a C, we shouldn't weigh each other's accomplishments against one another because I think that everybody can't do the same thing and be the same person.
You're right. It is some people who just don't want to see you do good, though. Like, I do backpack giveaways, turkey giveaways every year in my hood in South Carolina. This year, I gave away backpacks. This one dude got on Twitter and did this whole rant talk about y'all could have put the school supplies in your backpacks before we got up there so we didn't have to wait in line. I'm like, what?
Long Beach Press Telegram posted that I did whatever at the park. Somebody said, how this nigga gonna be trying to do something at the park to stop violence? He a gangbanger. Like, what is you talking about? Because that makes no sense. Them should be the first people. That's a tax write-off for you. Like, you ain't never paid taxes in your life. How you gonna tell me what I
can? How you know what this is tax write-off?
On the hood? Like, how crazy you gonna tell me what you know what I want? But it's just, they just want to see you do bad.
I mean, he's right. It is a tax write-off.
No, it's not. Not for me. Because I took an endorsement deal and told them, all the money you about to give me, give it to them kids. So that ain't really got nothing to do with me.
Right.
I just turned down a show that I was like for the, it would have been the highest pay show I ever had in my life. And I turned it down because I had the thing to do for the kids. That would have bought my mama a house. You feel me?
But we appreciate you joining us. And I think we should get into some music. I think it's only right.
We definitely. Prima Donna came out yesterday. That's Vince Staples' EP. By the way, we had to beg for this record.
Right.
Because for whatever reason, Def Jam just didn't drop it off yesterday.
And there was no clean, but we got it.
No clean version, but we got it. It's called Pimp Hand. It's off Prima Donna. It's by my man Vince Staples. I love this tune. Drop one of Clues bombs, damn it.
What you thought it was? I'm the man around here. Hand down, man down. and trade E. Keep in no boot camp, clicking, we was full, still flipping, try heat. First of the month, read up 15th. Quarter punch, ice cream truck, police. Stay trying lock up, folks wagging out the set, so we shot up, no peace. No love, not clicking up, swipe meat, white tees. Then a Glock in the trunk, oh geez. Trying to tell them about the game, but it don't add up, cause the not the same.
Yeah, don't add up, cause the not the same, yeah.
Show them to the man, pin me head strong, pin me head strong. Time to show them just who the man, pin me head strong, pin me head strong. Time to show them just who the man, pin me head strong. Well, I was born by the river, not baptized in a loose lip sync ships. Who capsized quicker now? We stay low key, no stitches in so glow, dripping in the shirt, stiff dipping, tray light. Snakes gon' bite on sight. Battle with the judge, like the gavel, got a grudge face life. Still fight, never been a punk, chase dough, hope never get enough. Let me tell you about the flocks. Looking for the tip, mama gotta pay the rent. Kicking in the back, don't tell me where it is. Coming by the safe force, coming out the clip. And I don't hesitate, watching money like the sins. Attention getters, get the tender sinners. Before I break the bank, boy, I break in both ears to the streets, listening to drought. Cause when money coming in, get the showing now.
Money coming in.
It's club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Young Thug.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Young Thug has released the artwork for his Know My Name Is Jeffery project. He also has a lot of the track listings named after some of his idols, some of his favorite artists. If you guys saw that, there's Riri, there's Guwap, Swizz Beatz, Future Swag, Floyd Mayweather, Wyclef Jean, and all of that. Now, did you guys see, everybody was talking about the cover artwork yesterday.
I did see the cover art. God bless Young Thug for having the confidence to dress like a Chinese fan. Okay, Young Thug knows how to court attention at all costs. And I personally cannot give Young Thug flack for putting on a dress or a skirt when I've seen some of my favorite rappers in dresses and skirts, whether they call them kilts or whatever they want to call them. I remember CeeLo Green being in a wedding dress, standing next to a white man with a tuxedo on. Okay.
So it's just artistic. And he is a Calvin Klein spokesman, so you can appreciate the dress that he wore on the cover.
I thought Calvin Klein was underwear.
No, I'm saying he did do a Calvin Klein ad, so he's definitely very commercial out here. No matter what his image is, it's obviously working for him, right?
Hey, man.
Hey.
God bless him.
If he like it, we love it.
Okay, so we love it is the consensus.
What he should have did is had a chopper up under that skirt, though.
He might.
Yeah, he might. he should have lifted up the skirt and showed a little leg, and you just see the barrel of the chopper.
All right, Lil Wayne.
This guy's stupid.
According to Birdman, he is still hopeful that they can work things out. Now, he talked to Carrie Champion on her Be Honest podcast.
Salute to Carrie Champion. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Carrie Champion, damn it.
And here is what Birdman had to say about his relationship with Lil Wayne.
Still my son. I don't like how a lot of this shit went down. But at the end of the day, I would never in my life say nothing negative about him. I won't be a man if I could say somebody my son and I could speak down on him. That's not a man. And we definitely talking for his end and my end. I said I wanted to finish the game when I started, and Wayne ain't somebody that I really would like to finish the game with, even if we finish with respect of him still being my son. That mean more to me than the money and the music. I don't give a f*** about none of that. I care more about our relationship. Okay.
All right, so maybe that's his way of saying he's going to give him the money because he cares more about their relationship than money.
There you go.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. That's what the man wanted. If the man wanted his money, give him his money.
All right, Leslie Jones, we told you about the hacking situation. They hacked onto her website and they put up her passport, driver's license, nude pictures, all of that. Well, that case is now with Homeland Security. So whoever did that, Pretty sure they'll be able to catch you. Now, they're saying it's one of the Homeland Security has one of the most sophisticated cyber crime units in the country. And also, Leslie Jones does have history with that department, and she's had some issues with catfishing in the past. That's why they've been investigating this case.
That's what I told her to do yesterday. Homeland Security will clean that right up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure it's not easy to get Homeland Security to,
yes,
to take your case.
I got a mad I know I got some good Homeland Security people.
Okay. What you got people
who
for?
Catfish?
Yeah, I do.
Who
I got some
into your
good.
Account?
I got some salute to my people at Homeland Security. Play with me if you want to.
There again. You go.
All right. I got a couple Twitter pages deleted. All
right.
Subpoena those tweets, damn it. What? Okay. Keep playing.
All right. And guess who is the highest paid actor this last year? Yesterday, we told you that Jennifer Lawrence was on the Forbes list of the highest paid actresses in Hollywood. She made $46 million. Well, guess what man is on the top of the list for the highest male actors?
Man?
With $64.5 million made this last year.
Who?
If you had to guess.
I really don't know.
All right, I'll tell you. Number five is Johnny Depp. Number four is Tom Cruise. Number three is Matt Damon. Number two is Jackie Chan.
Number two is Jackie Chan?
Don't hate.
What movie was Jackie Chan in?
I have no clue.
He made $61 million. Okay?
Doing what?
Really?
Don't hate. Number one is The Rock.
Oh. That
makes sense.
Okay. What movie was Jackie Chan in? I don't remember Jackie Chan being in no movie since Rush Hour.
Well, I don't know, but he made $61 million last year. That's all you need to know, okay?
No, that's not all I need to know. If people just out here mysteriously making $61 million, I need to know what I'm doing wrong. What the hell you mean Jackie Chan made $61 million?
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Angela Yee made that up. She's just repping for her people this morning. There ain't no way in hell Jackie Chan is number two on the most paid actors list.
You can't.
In
why do you hate Jackie Chan so much?
That's not hating. I just want to know how the man made his money.
Google it.
I am.
Do your Googles.
Hold on.
Wait, before you do your Googles, man, we got donkey today. Who you give your donkey to?
Jackie Chan.
They know you died.
Why? Because he made $61 million?
No, Donkey today is going to Casper Smart. He need to come to the front of the congregation because he just out here playing the game all wrong. Y'all know who Casper Smart is?
Yep.
Who?
J-Lo's boyfriend.
J-Lo's boyfriend.
Right. Ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
I had no idea Jackie Chan did Kung Fu Panda.
What's wrong with you, man? Leave that man alone.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 26th goes to Casper Not So Smart, a.k.a. J-Lo's boyfriend. Casper, I'm sick of you. Okay, I don't know you personally, but I'm sick and tired of seeing in the news every few months Casper Smart and Jennifer Lopez break up, and then Casper Smart and Jennifer Lopez together again. Now, the latest rumor, according to TMZ, is that the last straw in the relationship was this past Saturday night. Casper blew off a big fundraising event in the Hamptons, and it was an event that J-Lo wanted Casper to come with her. But Casper, a man named after a friendly ghost, ghosted on J-Lo in order to attend UFC 202. Okay, Casper Not So Smart, who in the hell do you think you are? I have for years had a list that I have since retired because I'm married now, but the list was a list of women who I personally wanted to suck farts out their butts. Jennifer Lopez was on that list. Okay, you, Casper Not So Smart, have the opportunity to swallow J-Lo's ass gas anytime you please, but you are making poor choices like choosing UFC over Jennifer Lopez? You would rather look at half-naked men in Speedos sweat and bleed as opposed to being on the arm of the epitome of vintage vagina? Vintage vagina is any woman that's over the age of 40 that's aging like wine and not milk, and nobody shows and proves that more than J-Lo. Drop one of Clues bombs for J-Lo just one time, damn it, just because. Just for the culture, damn it, okay? Now, Casper, listen. When you're in a relationship, it's give and take. And most relationships is give and take. I like to tell my wife, you have to help me help us. It's about us at all times, but the woman get what she want most of the time. Am I right, Envy?
Absolutely.
Okay? But it's still about us, all right? We all have to do things we don't want to do when it comes to our women, but we have to do them. But those rules don't really apply to you, Casper Not So Smart. You in particular. A 29-year-old backup dancer, a man who has had a couple of transsexuals come out and allege that they slept with you. Before J-Lo, your biggest accomplishment was dancing on Glee. As far as I know. If it's more, let me know, because I didn't know Jackie Chan made $60-something million last
I know
year,
that
okay?
Either.
Well, but he was also her choreographer.
All right. Okay. So you're still J-Lo's backup dancer. As far as I'm concerned, when you die, your tombstone will read, here lies J-Lo's boyfriend, Casper Smart. okay? Casper, you have to jump out the window at all times for your woman. You have no choice but to do whatever J-Lo tells you to do. You're not in a position of power in that relationship at all, and you never will be. If J-Lo wants you to go to a big fundraising event, you take your ass to the fundraising event. What you mean you got something to do with your boys? You're going to see UFC. Well, beat it. Go ahead, be Conor McGregor's boyfriend then, okay? Casper, I can't stand watching somebody ruin a blessing. Only thing worse than ruining a blessing is missing a blessing completely. And you, Casper, you caught that blessing, man. Did you catch that blessing named J-Lo? But at this moment, you are ruining it. Or have ruined it. And honestly, you don't deserve it. Casper's smart when you take things for granted, the things you're granted get taken. You can have a sense of entitlement for a lot of things. But the blessing that beautiful creation God made named Jennifer Lopez is not one of them. Please give Casper Not So Smart the biggest hee-haw. Certain things you just can't blow off when it comes to your woman. Especially when your woman is J-Lo and you a 29-year-old backup dancer who's alleged to have slept with some transsexuals.
Allegedly.
You need to appreciate the position that you're in, okay?
All right.
Well.
Thank you for that donkey of the day. Now when we come back, we're going to talk about the Plan B pill.
What just happened? Okay.
I have no idea.
What just happened?
Salute to my man Mike. He's running the camera today. He just had a conniption fit when he heard the word Plan B pill.
He just started dancing.
Wow.
Now, I'm not familiar with this Plan B pill. As you know, I got 5 kids, so I know nothing about it. But Masika was up here. She talked about taking the Plan B pill. She said she took it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
We have the audio.
She said that?
Yeah.
Did you scream, got him, when he hit it raw and shot your club up?
I screamed, don't do that again.
Too late, man. Only taking one time.
He could do it all.
Well, it was multiple times.
You wasn't on a pill or nothing.
No, and I told him that. But I ended up trying to do preventative measures, which I had to do, which I did a few times.
How many Plan B pills have you taken?
Well, she didn't say it, but she alluded to it.
I forgot I asked her how many Plan B pills have you taken. There come a point in time if you didn't take, you know, I'm gonna say more than
what?
It depends, man. If you start getting like up in 7-8 Plan B pills, even 4 to 5, you're kind of a hoe, yo. And the reason you're kind of a hoe, especially if they were different guys, why you keep letting different guys hit you raw and shoot your club?
Why is it different guys? If she said she had to take it with Fetty Wap several times, it's
okay,
not,
if it's one guy, it don't make you, it's not too bad.
Well, so, yeah, I don't
but you should wear condoms, though.
So I guess the question is, how many times is it okay to take a Plan B pill? Is that the question? Is that what we're saying?
That sounds like something a doctor should answer.
How many times is it okay? What's the question again? Now repeat this for me, please, sir.
Well,
because it seems like you guys had an issue with her constantly taking the Plan B pill, because that's not really an effective form. I mean, it's an effective form of contraception, but it's not something you should be using all the time.
Why don't you just wear a condom or get on the pill? Get on the birth control pill.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, is it okay to take the Plan B pill numerous times to, I guess, abort the child?
That's what
we're talking.
Okay.
I know nothing about
Nobody
it.
Nobody thought this.
I got 5 kids.
What the hell are y'all talking
Wait,
about?
Wait, what did you
morning?
Just say?
I don't know.
Plan B is not an abortion, by the way. Just for people, I know some people think Plan B pill means you had an abortion. It actually prevents you from getting pregnant. So you were never pregnant at all. It stops the egg from getting fertilized.
But if you take too many Plan B pills, man, you got to start questioning yourself. Why do you keep letting somebody
Let's open up the phone lines. How many times is it okay to take the Plan B pill? We're going to talk about it. I guess,
I don't even think you should have a Plan B in life.
That's why it's called Plan B, not Plan A. It's not supposed to be your go-to plan. It's a Plan B. Everything else didn't work out. Now this is the last Plan B resort.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just saying, that's why they call it Plan B.
All right, expert. All right, expert. Hey. Damn, my bad.
Okay. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tupac, Keep Your Head Up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Now I understand this question. Go ahead.
We started talking about the Plan B pill. Now, this question actually came from, what's her name?
Masika.
Masika. She was here from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. That's Fetty Wap's baby mom. And we were talking about the Plan B pill, and she said she might have. She alluded that she might have used it before a couple of times. Let's hear the audio.
Did you scream, got him, when he hit it raw and shot your club up?
I screamed, don't do that again.
Too late, man. Only taking one time.
He could do it all.
Well, it was multiple times.
You wasn't on a pill or nothing.
No, and I told him that. But I ended up trying to do preventative measures, which I had
Plan
to do,
B.
Which I did a few times.
How many Plan B pills have you taken?
See
that?
So the question is, how many times is it okay to take the Plan B pill? Me, I have 5 kids.
I was
going to
say, you took the Plan B pill?
My wife has never taken it. We have 5 kids. There's no need to.
Angelique, how many times have you taken the Plan B pill in your
One
life?
One time.
One time in her whole entire life.
Right.
Okay, I'm taking a poll. I asked my homegirl Dolly how many times she took a Plan B pill. She said once. Okay. She old. They all old. So it's just like, if you take once, that's cool. If you done took three or four, you a hoe, bro. Like,
yeah,
you
first just gotta, of all, that doesn't make you a hoe.
Because kind of a hoe,
no,
yo.
No, no, because there's people that have been with their boyfriend for however long, and they don't want to have a baby right now, and maybe he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, which is maybe he tells you, okay, I'm going to pull it out, and she gets a little nervous. So as a preventative
on birth control.
Measure, it is, but you know what Plan B is.
No,
it's concentrated birth control pills.
Listen, do you know that if you go to the same drugstore to buy a Plan B pill, they only sell it to you like twice?
Really?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I mean, I think it depends
You've heard?
Over what amount of time that you take it to.
Do you need a prescription for Plan B or you can
just
go and
buy it? Right at the counter, baby.
You just ask for it? Can
it's
I
like
get a Plan
$49.99.
B? Really?
Wow, you know a lot of information about this Plan B pill.
I've lived.
And, you know, anybody
Walgreens,
can get it.
Because
you can actually make your boyfriend go and get it for you. You
and
don't
anybody
have to go
can get
in.
It? So they don't write your name down.
But I think you have to be
no,
a
no, they
age.
Do write your name down. That's what I'm saying. After a couple times, they don't let you get it.
No.
You got to go to different
Charlotte?
Places.
Tell us what happened with your experience.
There was nothing that happened. But all I'm saying is, you have to start questioning
you
yourself.
You got to start using condoms.
But you have to start, that's what I'm saying. You got to start questioning yourself. Eventually, you got to start using condoms.
It got to be bad.
Women
got to
stop letting guys shoot their club up.
Is it bad for your system, Angela? Is that why they say you can only do two?
Well, I don't think they say you can only do it twice, because I definitely know people who have done it more than that. I actually have a good friend that actually ran a Planned Parenthood, so that's why I know a lot about it.
She needs to grow up and start having abortions.
You wouldn't want to recommend that somebody keeps on doing that, but I would rather you take the Plan B pill than have an abortion.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Ken.
Ken.
Duval.
Duval. How many times is it okay to take the Plan B pill?
I say at the very least once, and that's like Angela said, as a Plan B. Don't be out here just taking it all willy-nilly, because you don't really know what the pill is doing for your body. You might mess yourself up for your husband when you finally do decide to get married.
I have a friend who took the Plan B pill a couple of times, and she wouldn't, like, she was bleeding for like 2 weeks after that.
Oh, the Plan B pill
Because it messes up your period.
It makes you bleed?
Well, it depends on who you are. Like, sometimes certain things, because it's like a concentrated birth control pills. Uh-huh. And sometimes when people start taking birth control pills, it makes your period irregular. It could do anything. You know, you never know how it's going to affect your
body.
You
learned a lot about Plan B taking it once.
Well, no, I have a lot of female friends, so I know a lot about it. And one of my friends ran a Planned Parenthood.
Hello, who's this?
Anaya.
Hey, Anaya. How many times did you take the Plan B pill?
Okay, so I've only taken it once.
Why are you laughing? Because you know you're lying.
Charlamagne, don't start with me. Don't start with me.
How many guys hit it raw? Tell the truth.
I have only taken the pill once, and that was because there was this guy that I just could absolutely not have a kid with. It just wasn't on my couch.
But you let him in?
Why could you not have a kid with him?
Because he was a drug dealer.
No, he just wasn't of the particular caliber.
But the sex was good.
Yeah, but you let him have sex with you, though. See,
but
I don't understand you women. Y'all are so confused.
No, hold on, Charlamagne. There's some girls you've had sex with that if they would have had a baby, you would have been horrified, too.
Yeah, when I was a kid, 15,
so
and I see them all fat on Facebook
now. Stop it, because all these men out here are mad that they, quote-unquote, got trapped, okay? Maybe y'all need to step... Don't talk about women, because y'all men do the same thing.
I think about stuff like that, though. I believe in the science of breeding. Like, you should not lay down with somebody you don't see yourself possibly having a child
or
getting the STD from. Because imagine getting the incurable STD from an ugly
ass girl. All right, so let her finish. So go ahead.
She actually hung up. Hello, who's there?
Hello?
Hello?
Morning.
Hey, good morning. How many times have you taken the Plan B pill?
Okay, so that wasn't the question. The question was...
How many times is it okay?
Plan B still is... Right, so you're not asking me a personal question. I'm just answering the general question.
Okay.
I don't think it's okay to take a Plan B pill more than once.
I agree.
In my opinion, I feel like if you're taking a Plan B pill the first time, then after that you need to get on some form of contraceptive. Because I think that it is like having an abortion. You could have been pregnant.
Okay.
You could have been pregnant. So if you're gonna, if you're gonna have multiple abortions, it's like the same thing as taking multiple Plan Bs. You might as well get on contraceptive.
Okay.
Word up. I agree.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. How many times is it okay to take the Plan B pill? Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. When we come back, we never ask Charlamagne. We ask Charlamagne how many pills he's bought in his life.
I've never done that, sir.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the Plan B pill. And this conversation comes from Masika. That's her name?
Yes, Masika.
Masika from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
She has a child with Fetty Wap, and she was saying that for a whole week, he was just hitting it raw, not pulling out.
Ooh,
And she kept having to take the Plan B pill.
She alluded that, you know, she might have taken it before. So we're just asking, how many times is it okay to take the Plan B pill? Now, Charlamagne, how many Plan B pills have you bought?
None. But listen, you a hoe if you take,
you're not
if,
a
you
hoe.
If you done had more than one or two Plan B pills, man.
With the same person? That
the
makes
same
you a
person,
hoe?
No, but you're stupid.
Stop calling somebody a hoe.
But you're stupid because if you're having sex with the same person and you keep having to buy Plan B, just get on the pill.
And guys,
stop
if she's telling
condom.
You just be careful and pull out and you're still doing that because you're like, oh, she can just get the Plan B pill, you're wrong too.
And by the reason I've never bought Plan B pills because I'm a grown up, I pay for abortions.
That sounds awful.
This guy
and
is
irresponsible
a jerk, man.
And disgusting.
Hello, who's this? This guy's a jerk.
It's Simone.
Simone, we're talking Plan B pills. How many Plan B pills have you taken?
None. I've been on birth control, but I never took a Plan B
pill.
There
you go. Be smart.
How many times is it okay to take a Plan B, you think?
I think once, because here they call $50. So if you take a 7, 8, 9 of them, then you might as well have the baby, right?
That's all, man.
Well, no, I don't know about
yo,
that
you
reasoning.
Guys sound crazy.
This Plan B makes sure all your kids don't grow. Have some kids, man.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
And by the way, girls, y'all got to stop telling guys y'all on birth control, because when guys hear that, all they think is, oh, I'm hitting it wrong, shooting the club up.
So, Angela, we're actually going to call a doctor now to get the proper information, right?
Yes, this is my friend Dr. Ramik Hunt. You know him. He's one of the three doctors. He wrote that book, The Pact.
Oh, yeah. Ramik done bought a bunch of pills for girls in Jersey.
We have Dr. Ramik Hunt on the line.
Hey, stop that.
Good morning, Doc.
Now, can you give us some information about the Plan B pill? Is there anything wrong with taking it too many times? How many times is too much?
You shouldn't take it too many times because that is not the way to prevent a pregnancy. So if you wanted to not get pregnant, you should be on the pill daily as a preventative. Plan B is if if there's a slip up, if you will, you can take it because the same hormone that's in this, there are similar hormones in the pill that you would take every day. So theoretically, there's no problem if you took it every day, but if you took it every day, you might as well take the pill.
Right. So is there anything medically that can happen wrong if, say, you took the Plan B for a week in a row?
Well, no, but theoretically, you wouldn't take it a week in a row. You wouldn't take it the short answer is no, but, like, you wouldn't take it every day because, you know, you would take it for that one episode, and then if you slipped up the next day, you take it again. I guess you could, but
you got to take Plan B for a week in a row. You a different kind of hoe. You just need to learn to swallow or something.
Stop God, it,
man, Jesus Christ!
But it doesn't make you a hoe if you take the Plan B pill.
The doc can't answer that now. The doc.
Thank you, Envy. Thank you.
The doc can't answer you a hoe or not. Now, doc, what about, does that mess up your body with you trying to have babies if you do take the Plan B pill?
No, it does not. I mean, that's the same. Again, that's the same thought to say that. You know, if you're taking the pill, it messes up your body. So no.
Okay.
It's just a more concentrated birth control pill.
Yeah. Basically.
Do you recommend the pull-out method of Plan B pills?
I recommend safety and condoms or abstinence or, you know, if you tell me, if you're asking me which is more effective, then the Plan B pill would be more effective.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Okay, then pulling
okay,
out.
Okay. No
Plan B is more effective than
this,
pulling out.
I just wanted to say this. That there is controversy on the Plan B pill. Plan B sometimes can actually prevent fertilization, but it also can prevent implantation after the egg is fertilized. So
what the hell is it? What are you saying? What are you saying? What is implantation?
So it can mess up, shooting the club up, having a baby later on.
No. Implantation meaning implant. Like so, when the egg gets fertilized, then it needs to travel and then implant itself in the uterus to start to grow. So the Plan B pill can prevent that. But
okay.
It also can prevent fertilization. So sometimes if you're lucky, if you're about to ovulate, it can prevent that if you take it in time. But what if you've already ovulated and the egg is already traveling down? So in that case, you can get a fertilized egg.
Okay.
But sometimes it actually can prevent the fertilization, and then other times it can prevent implantation into the uterus.
Okay.
Basically what the doctor is saying, when you're nutting a girl,
thanks, Doc.
It can stop the girl, it can stop you from getting pregnant if you take the Plan B pill too much, right?
Okay, I guess so. So what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is a Plan B is nothing but a pill. I don't believe in Plan B's in life because having a Plan B means you don't have faith in your Plan A. So stop being a hoe and taking mad Plan
it's
B pills.
It's not being
and
a
start
hoe.
Start having faith in your Plan A.
The real moral of the story is Plan B is just that. It's a Plan B. Like the doctor said, if you have to take it too many times, then you need to just be on birth control. But it is in case there's a slip up, in case you miss some pills, anything that you're a little nervous about, that's when you take it.
right.
Stop letting guys hit it raw.
Guys, and stop hitting it raw and then being mad when the girl gets pregnant.
There's no
saying
plan
you got
B.
trapped.
I got five kids. There's no plan B. Five kids.
You got 401k plans at this point in life.
I got five kids. All right. Well, we got rumors coming up, Yee.
Yes, Rick Ross went on the Drink Champs podcast and find out what he had to say about Meek Mill. He's saying his man did not lose no battle.
Oh, boy. Okay. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Rumors. Let's talk DMX.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, you know, back in 2012, DMX was ordained as a deacon.
That's not a difficult situation.
And recently, he was giving a Sunday service at a Phoenix church. And here's what he had to say.
Difficult situation. If there's not a situation that you can't possibly see getting through on your own, then where's the potential for the miracle? I'm not saying that God made these situations happen, but he allowed them to happen just so he can show you. So I thank him for every opportunity that's presented for me to see what he's willing to do for me.
And that is DMX talking about how miracles only happen on the platform of tragedy. If it's not a difficult situation, then where is the potential for miracle?
Listen, if you don't see the anointment that's on DMX, if you don't see God in DMX, then you don't know who God is, okay? We know that is absolutely his calling at some point in life.
All right, let's get ready for the VMAs. Now, Kanye is going to have free reign over the stage at this weekend's MTV VMAs. We don't know what he's doing, but he is going to do something big. People are really loving his St. Pablo tour so far from what I've heard. So he has 4 minutes. He can do whatever he wants in those 4 minutes.
Last year, they gave him 13 to do whatever he wants. He got the Vanguard Award last year.
That's because he got the Video Vanguard Award.
And all he did is go up there and rant for 13 minutes and say he want to be president.
This year, 4 minutes is what he has to do, whatever he has to do.
Well, I'm going to boo this year.
Now, confirmed performers for the show this year, Rihanna, Britney Spears, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, and Future. And this is all going down on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And I'm hosting the pre-show, by the way. Let me be clear.
DJ Khaled
is hosting the pre-show.
Major Key. Mm-hmm.
And I'm hosting it with Khaled on Sunday. And another young lady named Lizzo, I believe.
All right, well, Ariana Grande is going to be performing with Nicki Minaj. Nick Jonas is going to sing with Ty Dolla $ign. And Drake and Future are going to be up there together also.
And Charlamagne is hosting the pre-show with DJ Khaled.
So is Charlamagne featuring DJ Khaled?
No, it's DJ Khaled. I don't know, man. It's the MTV Red Carpet pre-show, and we're hosting it.
All right, so make sure you guys check that out this weekend. Mm-hmm. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, the People's Choice Mix is up next. But before we do that, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys in about a week. I think they off next week, right? Revolt goes on vacation?
I don't notice when they're here, so I don't know.
Yeah, they're going on vacation. So when everybody hits us up and says, oh, you guys aren't in Revolt anymore, what happened? Those guys are on vacation.
So next week's the week that Diddy fires us, according to social media.
Right.
Because when we're not on for the week, they'd be like, oh, y'all ain't on Revolt this week. Like Revolt can't take breaks.
Right. So shout out to Revolt. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You know, we throw it back on a Friday, so let us know what you want to hear. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.